All right, let's move on to Operation Detour and Section 60s. We was talking before we came in about the actions that have been taken, probably not just this year, but for two or three years now on knife crime. And it does seem, you know, not to tempt fate, it does seem as if the situation is slightly improving.
Yeah, I don't want to. I certainly don't want to ever sound complacent, because, as I've said before, you know, the knife crime is so dangerous potentially that you know, that use of a knife, an inch one way or the other, can result in the loss of someone's life. And however good the statistics might be, too many people have died or been seriously injured in Milton Keynes, and we can never ignore that fact. And I've been talking to the police in Milton Keynes this morning about this. They are starting to see an impact of the use of stop and search, of the increased charging that we're seeing, that when they're stopping and searching people, they're finding knives less often, which suggests that we are starting to get that message through. So it's just over a year ago now we launched Operation Deter, which we've talked about before on your program, about the use of police charge and remand really quickly getting people into court. The majority of people now caught with a knife in Milton Keynes or anywhere in Thames Valley, the majority will be charged in custody there and then. That is a big shift from where we were just over a year ago, and it's one of those things that's starting to have an impact. So we're seeing people charged, they're often remanded in custody, they're in front of magistrates the next day, and we're then starting to see some much more effective prison sentences as a result. So you get someone who might be stopped today, they could be in prison tomorrow.
Right, okay, so a fairly speedy process then compared to what there has been in the past. Have you got any stats for us of this year or over the last year?
So we've certainly seen an increase. We're looking at, I think, around 300 arrests off the top of my head, yeah, for possession offences. Obviously, there will be other offences that involve a knife, and there might be some other crime. And that's, again, one of those tools that have been used. If there's another offence involved that might have a longer investigation, where possible, I'm asking the police to charge with just the possession offence, so you can get someone in court quickly, potentially get them locked up sooner, and then you can still pursue the other offence through the courts. But it's about finding the dangerous people and getting them off the streets. And as well as that wider impact of just stopping you know, young men, frankly, as it is the majority, stopping young men carrying knives, there's been a real effort at the moment to bear down on those gangs that operate in Milton Keynes. Some of the activity that people have seen in Milton Keynes over the last few weeks has really generated some results. There's been a number of arrests for individuals, key nominals within those gangs, who have now been taken off the streets. It's too early to say, you know, we've cracked the problem, but we're starting to make sure the criminals realise that there is a real penalty to operating in Milton Keynes, because the police are onto them.
And we don't seem to have had a Section 60 in Milton Keynes now for a few weeks. It seems to be almost a weekly occurrence at some point. Is there any reason for that? Do you think that Section 60s work?
I think they have a value, but I've always said that it's a limited value. I think the use of them is an operational decision ultimately for the police, but I think the fewer number reflects that point that I mentioned, that actually when the police are stopping and searching, they're finding less knives, so they're needing to use the Section 60s a little bit less. It remains a useful tool. Sometimes it's used in terms of reassurance and prevention by telling people in advance that it's happening, that this has been done, reminding people of the police activity that's going on, and also we hope preventing other people then carrying a knife for a period if we think there might be a short-term escalation. Other times it is just about trying to catch people and using that power, so it's used for different purposes, but ultimately the police of course still have their normal stop and search powers, and Thames Valley are one of the first forces to be rolling out serious violence reduction orders, which are effective like a personal Section 60. So someone who has been through the courts for a knife offence, the police can apply for an order which will allow, for a period of time, it's a year or so, the police will be able to stop and search that person without the normal grounds for suspicion, just because we know they've been a habitual knife carrier in the past, and we want to focus on that individual. We're at the early stages of that yet, so not many have been granted through the courts, but we've got applications going through. And I think although Section 60s are useful, that really intelligence-led approach is much more effective. It allows the police to act where they've got suspicions, but also target some of the known individuals who cause the greatest harm. And I think that's what we've seen about the recent work against some of the gang leaders.
And also, regarding Operation Detour, is there any updates, any other updates apart from knife crime?
Well, I think the other bit that is worth mentioning about Operation Deter is the youth element of it. So if you're under 18 and you're caught with a knife, you may well still end up in court and remanded in custody because, frankly, it's dangerous and age is no excuse. But we've worked really closely with Milton Keynes Council, who were the first area in Thames Valley to pilot a scheme that I funded called Act Now, which is about the youth early intervention programme that Milton Keynes Council run. And if someone under 18 is brought into custody carrying a weapon, then the youth offending team will respond within 90 minutes, so they're still in custody. Gets much better engagement, funnily enough, if you've got that young person and they are, you know, literally a captive audience. They are much more likely to engage, and we're seeing much more effective work by the council. We're rolling that out into other places. We've done that in Slough now, and I'm hoping to fund it for the rest of Thames Valley to continue that pilot. And I think that's where we can start to make a long-term difference, because it's the young children, frankly, who are on the edges of criminality. If they're not already involved with it, perhaps they're just hanging around with the wrong people. They're at risk of getting involved, and I think that's where we need to break that cycle early. Otherwise, we end up with a load of people who are in their early 20s committing much more serious offences.